All right, everyone, this is part two of my Alter Eon demo, in which I'm going to take a look at some more quests and get more into how the game works. So I am picking up from where I left off. I'm in the waypoint of the encampment.
Miss Client, Alter Eon.
So I'll Alt-Tab back over here to the window, and we will continue. So let's talk about some things before I actually play. If I type show cost,
you need 3,300 experience to level cleric to 2 and have 3,075 experience, 93%.
So I can't level just yet. I don't have enough experience, but that will show you the cheapest cost for your next level. And typically to keep things from becoming too unbalanced, although I think this game does get quite unbalanced later on, you want to level your character based on what it recommends you do. But we'll get into that in just a second. So now, let's just explore here. I'm gonna go south.
The healer sent. 6 Sonia the Elder stands before you in flowing robes. 6 A pretty young acolyte of some religious order cleans up here. 3 A small cot stands here to sleep in a type sleep cont. 3 A small cot stands here to sleep in a type sleep cont. Northeast south. Sonia the Elder casts a spell. You feel as though the pantheon of gods is watching over you. Your header is now 3.
So that's a bless, which I think it increases your hit roll. Well, if I type help bless.
Keywords are cleric spell, bless mana, 20 wis, 16 chr, 12 level 6 clear, 28%. Important, requires armor, can be group cast, can be cast on others. Usage, cast bless less target greater, bless increases hit roll and resistance to spells, saving spell, bless may be cast on others. You can create the spell bless on the following consumables.
Yeah, okay. So we have some NPCs here. Talk. Woman.
You try to talk to Sonia the Elder. Sonia the Elder says, we've been driven from our home. We've lost so many to the invaders, including my sister.
I think there's a talk A-K-A.
You do not see anyone.
Talk A-C-A.
You do not see
Wait.
Anyone named A-C-A.
I see.
Heal, north, three and small cots, three and six, a pretty young acolyte of some religious order cleans up here.
Let's try talk young.
You try to talk to a young acolyte of Denton. A young acolyte of Denton says, hi, my name is Indira. I'm an acolyte of the followers of Denton. Our main temple is in Ralnoth, but I was assigned to Pelham when the raid happened. I can heal and cast a few spells, but it's hard work, so I'd appreciate a donation. Use the list command for prices and the buy command to purchase them.
So this is actually a good time to talk about buying things. If you type list at a shop.
The following spell castings may be purchased for a small fee. Price spell, 148, level 12. Soothe Wounds, 118, level 12. Vision, 148, level 12. Remove Poison, 74, level 12. Refresh, 103, level 12. Infra Vision, 103, level 12. Continual Light, 59, level 12. Armor, 59, level 12. Bless, 133, level 12. Brawn, 222, level 12. Fly.
So you can buy castings of spells. I'm not going to bother with that because I can learn all that stuff at some point. Let's keep exploring.
The Garbage Pit. List to see items. http://alterion.com/8080/shops/50009north.
So this is a donation room. Basically, if you type donate, I think it's donate. You can donate pieces of equipment or things like that, and they'll be put into random donation rooms. This is not the same as donating to the game, which gives you credits and costs actual money. Which is something I'm not really going to talk about because I don't want to pay right now. But basically, you can donate actual money and you get credits that can be used to buy all kinds of things. But if I type list here.
The following items are currently up for grabs. Worn on neck, level 0, the beads of the dead, worn on fingers, are, level 0, a platinum faded ring set with a dull crocoite held, level 0, a shimmering opal, level 0, a wand of scorch.
So there's a bunch of crap here. You can type take and the item name to pick it up. I'm not going to bother. I'll just go north.
The healers, northeast, south.
And we'll go east.
Before a covered wagon, 4 link black is here. 0 a small candle with a bright blue flame sits here. 6 Stibili, the resident spellcaster, stands before you, northwest.
So talk man.
You try to talk to Stibili the spellcaster. Stibili the spellcaster says, I can try to teach you some easy spells if you have mage, druid, necromancer, or cleric levels. Use this list command to see what I can teach you.
And I think there's something else here, so I'll type look black.
Black is short and of slender build, with blue eyes, a mining torch. Black is obviously
carrying... Oh, okay, that's a player. So, if you type players...
Players in the room with you, black.
That's a player that's just here, doing nothing, I guess. I don't really know. This is a teacher that can teach you different spells. So if I type list...
You have 11 practices left. Cleric Divine Aid Spell Group. Intwist CHR level. Armor Not Learned 13113 CLE. Cleric Divine Wrath Spell Group. Intwist CHR level. Fairy Fire Not Learned 13113 CLE. Cleric Divine Conjuration Spell Group. Intwist CHR level. Continual Light Not Learned 13112 CLE.
So it goes on and on and on. Basically, to train unique practices, you can type practice.
You have 11 practices left.
That tells me how many practices I have. With each level, you get 5 practices, and to train, you type learn, and then the spell or the skill name. Typically, it takes 2 to 3 practices to get proficient at a spell. You can spend just 1 practice, but then you won't be very proficient, so if you try to cast it, you won't always be able to cast it well. Also, the more you cast a spell or use a skill, the better you'll get, and you'll get some experience as well. But I'm just going to go, I think it's north.
The guarded entrance to the encampment. 6, a camouflaged archer stands guard from a platform next to the fence. 3, a large pile of glowing embers provides warmth, light, and safety. Northeast, southwest. Nisra, the archer looks like she wants to talk to you.
So type in talk archer.
You try to talk to Nisra the archer. Nisra the archer says to you, hey, if you're heading out into the Badlands, make sure you're healed up first. A good place to rest or sleep is by a fire like this one. Sleeping by a nice warm fire will keep you feeling sharp and ready for anything. Also, look out for potions you can drink and food. A lot of potions have healing effects, and food will help restore your health and stamina. Take this potion and drink it if your health gets low. FYI, the warmth of the fire will help you recover more quickly from battle. Resting or sleeping near fires will give you a boost to regeneration. If you sleep long enough, you will become sharp. While sharp, your base regeneration is boosted, and you will gain slightly more experience, in addition to other benefits. You do not need a fire to become sharp, but one will help you become sharp more quickly. You receive a healthful potion.
So actually, let's talk about that. So if you type sleep...
The warmth of a large campfire invites you to rest.
Yeah, so I'll type that.
You go to sleep. HP and mana are full. You'll need about 0 seconds to regain movement.
So now my character is asleep. When you're asleep, you regenerate much quicker. So there are 3 primary things that you'll have to monitor in this game that pertain to the condition of your character. Health, which is your HP. Mana, which is your ability to use magic. And movement, which is your ability to move around and use melee-based things and things like that. Mush Z has some commands to quickly check these, or you can type them into the program. So if I type in mana...
You have 129 mana out of 129 max.
Or M-O-V-E-M.
You have 177 movement out of 177 max.
Or HP.
You have 80 hit points out of 80 max.
I can also hit Alt-M.
129 of 129 mana.
That's mana. Alt-V for movement.
176 of 177 movement.
And Alt-H.
80 of 80 hit points.
For health. Now, you can show your regeneration by typing in show... R-E-G-E-N.
You currently gain 30 hit points, 25 mana, and 37 movement while sleeping.
You can wake yourself up by typing wake.
You wake up.
Or stand.
You are already standing.
But I'm already up. You can type sit.
You sit down and rest your tired bones. HP and mana are full. You'll need about 0 seconds to regain movement.
So now my character is not asleep, but is... resting, which increases your regeneration a bit more than it would if you were just standing up. So keep that in mind. So I'm going to stand up.
You stand up.
And let's go north.
A small, well-kept lean-to. 6 camera the Huntress offers to teach you fighting skills. Southwest.
Here's a teacher, so I type list.
You have 11 practices left. Camera, the huntress tells you, I can't teach you anything right now. Come back after you gain a level or two.
Yeah, all right, so we can't do that yet.
A makeshift. Cluttered shop. http://aldurian.com:88d/shops/50001. Four slab of iron rests on some rocks here. Six, Lodgman the blacksmith works the fires and tends the armory. East south.
So this is a shop. If I type list.
Price worn on neck, 205, level 1. A soapstone necklace, price worn on body, 5, level 1. Patchwork leather armor, price worn on feet, 4, level 1. Thorn beast hide boots.
Yeah, that's a bunch of crap. You can type in gold.
You have no gold at all.
I don't have any gold right now. If I talk to this guy, talk man.
You do not see any.
Or talk blacksmith.
You do not.
I can't spell.
You try to talk to Lodgman. Lodgman tells you, if you happen to run across any demon hides out in the fields, don't hesitate to bring them back to me. They make great armor. If they take a while to cure and let the stench dissipate, the fields are to the east of the encampment, across the bridge. Be careful.
All right, so you got that.
A heavily wanted waypoint.
There's the waypoint.
The garden, the warmth of a large, the before a covered wagon, four northwest.
And that's all the stuff we got here.
The guard. You step out of the safety of the camp and onto the bridge crossing the chasm, standing atop a heavily warded stone bridge. 12 typees to go eastward into the imp-infested fields. East-west. The grassy
field. A few scratches.
And I'm in combat. I'll type in info. Oh. Alright. That tune means I can level.
To reach level 2, to level, you can use the level command.
Yes, I can level cleric.
Claim an eagle. Use the get up a pair of leather boots. On ground contained.
Take all corpse.
You get a pair of leather boots from the corpse of
sack corpse.
The pantheon.
Wear boots.
You do not
wear boots.
You are already wearing something on your feet.
Wait, ID boots.
A pair of leather boots. Level 1. Comp. Skin. Weight 3. AC 3. Feet. Move by 17. Hit points by 11. This item is bound to you.
That's junk. We'll just drop that.
You drop a pair of leather before a bridge across a deep gully. East west. Zero a pair of left before a bridge across a deep gully.
Alright, let's go ahead and level. So type level cleric.
You gain a level. You are now level 2 cleric. With 2 total levels, you gain 3/83 hit, 1/130 mana, 0/177 movement, 5/16 practices. You can now earn the spell continual light. Critical. Your next cheapest level is cleric for 4,500.
Continual light, this is something I'll learn in just a bit here. This is used to create a light source that will travel with you. Basically, it's like a hovering ball of light that just tracks you. And so let's continue here.
A path through a grassy field. One a wooden chest has been left behind. Use the open command to open it. East west.
You can open the chest.
You open a large wooden chest. On ground contains a small iron ring. A small iron ring. To take items from a large wooden chest, use the command get all chest.
So there's some more gear. It's still telling you how to do things because it still assumes that you are a newbie. I'm going to ignore this gear because a lot of this junk is crap and there's some better stuff out there if you know where to look.
A grassy field. Northeast, southwest.
So here we are in this field. Here I can go north.
The grassy fields. East, south.
East.
A path through a grassy field. Three, a small demonic figure with red skin carries a torch. Three, a small northeast, southwest. A red skinned imp leaves east.
Alright, we'll just do inflict imp.
Dents and scratches suddenly appear. Sorry, imp hit.
Search corpse.
You begin a piece of red demon hide on ground.
Take all corpse.
You get a piece.
Alright.
The pantheon of.
Now you can type in scan.
You scan the surrounding area. East 1 a red-skinned imp. East 1 a thorn beast. East 1 a thorn beast. South 1 a thorn beast. South 1 a red-skinned imp. South 3 a mindless zombie.
So there's some stuff here on here.
A path along a rocky outcrop.
See inflict imp.
Dents and scratches suddenly. Sorry, imp.
See inflict beast.
Wounds and scratches suddenly appear. Sorry.
There's just some stuff here.
You begin nothing.
Nothing there.
The pumpkin.
Search this corpse.
You begin searching the corpse of a red, a small vial of red liquid that you can drink. A small vial of yellow liquid, a piece of red on ground.
Take all corpse.
You get three items from the corpse.
There's some hide and a couple vials. Let's take a look at these vials.
You receive 12 gold coins for your sack.
And I got 12 gold for my sacrifice. ID vial.
A small vial of red liquid that you can drink. Level 0. Comp. Liquid. Potion. Weight 1. No save. Spell level 3. Soothe wounds. Condition. Almost new. You are carrying a small vial of red liquid that you can drink.
ID yellow.
a small vial of yellow liquid that you can drink. Level 3. Comp. Liquid. Potion. Weight. 1. No save. Spell level 3. Refresh. Condition. Almost new. You are carrying a small vial of yellow liquid that you can drink.
So, a couple things here. These are more potions. No save means that if you quit the game, these items do not save. And most potions will expire after a while if you don't use them, so just keep that in mind. Let's
use
look for some
more
surrounding
stuff. Area. North 1 a thorn beast, north 2 a thorn beast. A path.
Inflict wounds on this beast.
Wounds and scratches suddenly appear on a thorn beast.
And that boink, that tells me how much experience I get. That was kind of crap.
246 XP from a thorn beast. 9 seconds ago.
Also, if you type in mob,
you don't see any non-minion mobs here in the room with you.
That will tell you if there are mobs in the room with you. Mobs are NPCs, basically. Scan again.
You scan the surrounding area. East 1 a red skin dimp. East 1 a thorn beast. At the base of a rocky outcropping. 3 a small. Northeast west.
See inflict imp.
Dents and scratches suddenly. Sorry.
Search the corpse.
You be a piece of red dimp on ground.
Take the hide.
Use the inventory command to see what you're carrying. Use the drop command to drop extra items.
And I don't have enough room in my inventory. I'll just put these vials in my pouch.
You put a small vial. You put a. You
take hide corpse.
You get.
Sacrifice that.
The pantheon of.
Scan around
you
here.
Scan the surrounding area. North 1 a mindless zombie. The edge of a grassy field. 6 a mindless zombie shambles about here. Southwest. A mind.
Wait.
A mindless zombie groans as it shuffles slowly towards you.
See inflict zombie.
A few scratches.
Dents and scratches suddenly appear on. You receive a mindless zombie is dead. You receive 313 experience.
So I almost capped there.
You do not
sacrifice the corpse.
You receive 4 gold at the base of a grassy field. 1 a thorn covered spiked fiend searches for something to eat. Southwest.
Let's kill this. Might as well.
Wounds and scratches suddenly appear. The pumpy, a grassy field. Northeast south. A path through a grassy field. 3 a small demonic figure. Northeast southwest. Dents and scratches suddenly.
Take off from that imp.
You get a small vial of yellow liquid. The pantheon, a carver encampment. 1 a wooden chest has been left behind. Use the open command to open it. 4 a tall imp dressed and shamanic token stamps around the fire pit. Northeast southwest.
A few scratches.
Here's the imp shaman inflict.
Dents and scratches suddenly appear on a carver shaman. Your blood freezes as you hear a carver shaman's death cry.
4.
A carver shaman is dead. You have defeated the carver shaman. Plus 234 XP. You get 19 gold coins. Surely the encampment would like to hear news of your defeat of the shaman. Go back to the camp and talk to Whelan. You receive 600 experience. On ground contains a red leather cap. Use the get all corpse.
Take all corpse.
It is not more. Use the inventory.
Drink vial.
You quaff a small vial of yellow liquid that you can drink.
There we go.
You feel less tired.
That is the refresh spell, which gives you some more movement. You know what? I don't want this crap on the corpse. Just get rid of that. Open the chest.
You open a large wooden chest. On ground contains a vest of bone splint mail to take items from a lo-
So what am I wearing on my body?
You are wearing vestments of the martyred priest on your body.
Take vest chest.
You get a vest of
ID vests.
A vest of bone splint mail. Level 1. Comp. Bone. Weight. 13. AC. 5. On body. Parry by 2. This item is bound to you.
Nah, that's crap.
You drop a vest.
Also, you can type where.
Realm the island of Slow. The grassy field. Instance. Players that are nearby. Slan and Greater A Carver encampment.
That will tell you the area and the realm that you're in. Now, instance basically means that this is a temporary copy of an area that is private and exclusive for you and or your group. So basically, instances are created when individual players or groups of players enter an area and they persist for as long as the player is there. 'Cause basically, in this game, things that you kill can respawn, but only in areas that aren't flagged as instances. If you're inside of an area that's flagged as an instance, you have to leave it for about half an hour for it to reset. So, just as some helpful tips there. So let's type recall.
You pray to the gods for transportation. No god responds to your call.
Try it again.
You are near the refugee encampment. You pray to the pantheon of gods for transportation. A heavily warded waypoint.
So there we go. And I'll go talk to this guy again.
You try to talk to Whelan. Whelan tells you, this is excellent news. We had not expected the shaman to be so easy to defeat. Hopefully you found sufficient loot in his camp to make up for your trouble. If you wish to help us further, we have another problem. Our town, spellcaster, Stibili, left behind a powerful staff imbued with sunlight when we fled Pelham. When daylight came, we realized that the enemy has a strong dislike for sunlight, but it was too late. Our scouts informed us that the staff was taken into the cave in the stony field east of here. A demonic creature called a Hutch now guards it. If you can rid the cave of a Hutch and return the staff to me, it would help us with the defense of this encampment. You have been given another quest.
So, there is another quest here. I have to go to a cave and kill a demon. So, let's go back out here. East, a path east,
a grassy,
east,
a path along east. The outcropping blocks, a mindless zombie groans as it shuffles.
Yeah, let's hit the zombie.
Dance and scratches suddenly appear on a dance and spread.
There we go.
A grassy field, northeast, south. A path through a grassy field. Three, a red skin dip, east, southwest.
Inflict on this imp.
Dance and scratches suddenly claim any. Use the a small vial of yellow liquid on ground contains.
Take all corpse. Drink the vial.
You quaff a small.
Let's get the vial out of my pouch.
You get a small vial of yellow liquid.
So I just typed in take yellow pouch.
You don't see any. A grassy field scattered with rocks. Northeast, southwest. Along the south edge of the field. Three, a red skin. Northeast. A grassy field scattered with northeast, west. Three, a red skin.
There's
the edge of grass.
Here.
Northwest.
North.
The edge of
a
last. A carver in camp. The stony field. You ascend eastward. A narrow foot. East, west.
East.
You are now entering the stony field. A large waypoint in the stony field. Northeast, southwest.
So there's a waypoint here. I'll type pray.
You may now recall here.
Let's go north.
A path through the stony field. Northeast, south. Wandering the stony field, northeast, south. Wandering the stony field, east, south. Wandering the stony field, southwest. Wandering the stony field, 20. A large, leafy green tree provides some shade for weary travelers, northeast, southwest. Wandering the stony field, east, southwest.
There's a tree.
Wandering the stony field, for a fat, dark skinned goblin sits here chomping on a bird leg, east, southwest. A path through the stony field. Three, a goblin warrior slowly sneaks about the field. Northeast, west, a goblin warrior has arrived.
There's some goblins here. We can kill him.
Wounds and scratches suddenly appear. Wounds and scratches suddenly.
A few scratches.
Wounds and scratches. Wounds and scratches suddenly.
That means I can level again. Let's just search these corpses.
You begin search studded boots on ground container.
Ah, this is crap. We don't need this.
You do not.
Let's see. Show cost.
You need 4,500 experience to level cleric to 3.
Level cleric.
You gain a level. You are now level 3 cleric. With 3 total levels, you gain 4/87 hit, 2/132 mana, 0/177 movement, 5/21 practices. You can now earn the spell armor. Critical. You can now earn the spell fairy fire. Your next cheapest level is cleric for 6,200.
I should probably go learn armor, shouldn't I?
Alas.
I'll do that in a little
path
bit.
Through the okay, scratches.
Inflict.
Wounds and scratches suddenly appear on a big hairy beast. Claim it. Use the a rusty iron collar. A rusty
Four.
Iron collar. On.
It's got some collars. Probably just a bunch of junk.
The pantheon. Wandering the stony field. East, south. Before a farmhouse. Three. A goblin warrior slowly sneak.
We'll kill this goblin.
A few scratches.
Wounds and scratches suddenly appear.
So this is pretty easy, but this area is meant for newbies, so just keep that in mind.
The pumpy, wandering the stony field, north southwest.
A few scratches.
Flicked.
Wounds and scratches suddenly appear on with
a few scratches.
Wounds and scratches suddenly
this is the boss.
Small wounds and
scratches bruises. Suddenly appear on with
you can also hit Alt T.
37% with fist.
Small which will tell you bruises. The percentage of the monster you're fighting.
Wounds and scratches suddenly appear on with awful. Wounds and scratches
small
suddenly,
and
wounds and scratches suddenly appear on with claim and use the a heavy white fur on ground.
That's junk. I'm not gonna worry about
the
that.
Pantheon.
It's a boss.
You quaff a small vial
a
of
few scratches.
You do
take vial pouch.
You get a small vial of red.
Drink the vial.
You quaff a small vial of red liquid that you can drink. You feel a little better.
That healed me. Check my mana.
124 of 132 mana.
All right, we're good.
Wandering
small few scratches.
Slick wounds.
You'll need about 38 seconds to claim it. Use the a rusty iron cock.
I capped on that.
You will see four. Wandering the stony field, north southwest.
So.
Wandering the stony field.
Just walking around here, killing some stuff.
Wounds and scratches.
That wood fist thing wounds was guarding the cave,
wounds and scratches
which I need to go into.
Wounds and scratches suddenly appear on a black turkey vulture. You receive a black turkey vulture is dead.
Yeah, get rid of that.
The pantheon. Wandering. A path through. Walking between high stone walls. To a brass hammer rests on the ground. East-west.
Wait, what is this hammer?
This sturdy hammer is forged from brass. It has a broad striking head and studs along the shaft. In the butt of the hammer's haft, the letters G and K have been stamped.
I don't need that.
The cemetery near Pelham. You are now entering the cemetery near Pelham. Warning, this is a level 5 area. At the edge of the graveyard, 6 a wary man leans against the fence, east-west. Domingo the Paladin looks like he wants to talk to you.
Okay, this is the next area. I'm not going to go in here. I think this is an instance as well. If I type where?
Around the island of Slow, the cemetery near Pelham. This is a level 5 area. The minimum recommend...
No, it is not. Also, that sound you heard, I think that was Bless... going away.
Your header is now to Slan and Greater at the edge. Players that are near.
Yeah, let me go
the
back
over
here.
East west to a brass hammer. You are now northeast, wandering north southwest.
Where's the cave?
Before a farmhouse, southwest, wandering east southwest. A path through wandering east southwest, wandering east southwest.
I thought it was over
wandering
here somewhere.
Northeast, wandering the stony southwest, wandering
west.
The east south, wandering the stony field northeast south.
Wandering
wandering the stony field, east south, wandering the stony field, for a fat, dark-skinned goblin sits here.
Kill this goblin, why not?
A few scratches.
Appear on the goblin. Wounds and scratches suddenly appear on the goblin leader. Wounds and scratches suddenly.
The goblin leader's dead.
Claim it. Use the studded boots. A studded belt.
A few scratches.
On ground, a studded belt.
That's junk.
The pantheon.
A lot of this gear is meant for... warriors and thieves, not casters.
Wandering the stony field, east southwest, before a farmhouse. 35, a large farmhouse has been looted and gutted here, southwest.
Now, this is a structure, I believe, so if I type look house.
It looks like it's capable of handling a fairly large family, with a crude and short second story and several broken windows. The doors hang open and broken, and the porch looks as though half of the interior has been thrown out the door. There are broken and torn down fences around it, presumably for taking care of livestock. Nothing is usable now.
Now you can type in enter house.
You enter a large, broken farmhouse. You enter a large, broken farmhouse. Inside a large, broken farmhouse, the place is torn apart, but not in any methodical fashion. Things are broken and strewn about as though someone did it in glee instead of searching for valuables. The previous owners, as well as the raiders, have clearly left, so if you want to rest or sleep for a while, this is probably a safe place to do it. Exits out.
And if you stay in here, you can't be attacked, so... that is the thing. If you go to sleep in random places, you might get attacked, so be careful of that. Does
you
type
climb
out.
Of a large, wandering the stony
a
field.
Few scratches.
Inflict wounds.
And scratches suddenly appear near the carry base. Claim any gold.
I think I can level again.
Use the claim it. Use the a rusty.
Get rid of that corpse.
You receive 6.
Show costs.
You need 6,200 experience to level cleric to 4.
Level cleric. Let me take that again. Level cleric.
You gain a level. You are now level 4 cleric. With 4 total levels, you gain 3/90 hit, 2/134 mana, 1/178 movement, 5/26 practices. You can now earn the spell refresh. Critical. You can now earn the spell Radiant Orbs. Your next cheapest level is cleric for 8,400.
What is Radiant Orbs? Help Radiant.
Keywords are cleric spell Radiant Orbs Radiance spell Radiant Orbs mana 7 wis 16 CHR 12 level 4 clear 28% helpful requires continual light damage type magic blast damage minor special see text speed fast usage cast Radiant Orbs less target greater Radiant Orbs built upon the continual light spell concentrating the conjured light into twin orbs that slam into the target searing and scorching them. The orbs of divine light deal extra damage to undead, shadow and ethereal creatures. If you have a continual light spell active, the orbs fly from the ball of light instead of you. This increases the power and damage of the spell. You have 26 practices, which you can use to train your attributes, such as strength and wisdom, or you can use them to practice new spells and skills at a trainer.
Yeah, so I'll talk about that in just a second. Yeah, so there's some cool stuff that we can use. Actually, let me type recall.
You pray to the gods for... You pray to the pantheon.
And let's do... Oh, so that took me back to the stony field. If I type way list...
You are no longer able to use waypoint 2, the Badlands Chabwa waypoint. Waypoints you can get to from here. 1 a heavily warded waypoint. Greater 3 a large waypoint in a stony field. 99 central bulletin board hall.
That's a bulletin board for, like, messages. I don't care about that. So if I type way heavy... Or you could type in way and the number.
Sorry, that's not a...
Way heavily.
You are near the refugee encampment. You are surrounded by a flickering blue glow. When it fades, you find yourself elsewhere. A heavily warded waypoint.
And here I am back in the waypoint.
The garden...
Let's go here to...
Before a covered wagon.
Let's learn continual.
You spend 1 practice to learn continual light. 85% gained. Hint. Right. Continual light creates a ball of light that follows you around and provides a light source in the room you are in. The ball of light is not very durable, so be aware that you could lose your light source if enemies use area attacks. Use help continual light for information on this ability.
And you get more tips. So let's just cast it. So I'll do see continual.
A ball of light forms near your head.
I'll drop my lamp because I don't need it anymore.
An amber crystal lamp is a light source. You may not be able to see in the dark without it. If you really want to drop an amber crystal lamp, use force at the end of the drop command.
Drop lamp dash force.
You drop an amber crystal lamp.
I don't need that anymore. So let's see. Let's learn radiant orbs.
You spend one practice to learn radiant orbs. 28% gained.
I'll do it.
Radiant orbs blasts opponents with magical damage. It does extra damage to undead, shadow, and ethereal damage. It has a blunt damage type, making it especially effective against skeletal undead. Use help radiant orbs for information on this ability.
Do it again.
You spend one practice to
once again.
You are already well versed in the.
And we'll learn. Let's learn refresh because it's so useful.
You spend one practice to learn refresh. 28%. You are already.
So I did that three times. There we go. Now if I type practice.
You have 19 practices left.
All right, I've got 19 practices left. At some point, you'll want to train your stats. And the first one I want to focus on is constitution. So I'll type in train con.
You use 7 practices. Your constitution increases to 13. You gain 1/91 horsepower, 0/134 mana.
Horsepower. Let's do it again.
You use 6 practices. Your constitution increases to 14. You gain 0/91 horsepower, 0/134 mana, and 9/197 movement. Your con is now 14.
Yep.
The magical flames protecting Thessaly flicker and go out.
And that's a player, I think, if I type players.
Players in the room with you, Thessaly, black.
Yeah. All right, so let's go back over here.
You step east-west.
So I've trained my constitution a couple. Constitution deals with your health, how quickly you can regenerate your health, how tough you are. That is the first thing I would recommend training. Your stats will become more important the higher you level because they will impact what kinds of spells you can use, what kind of skills. Things like that.
The grassy field before a bridge across a deep gully. Zero a pair of left east west.
All right, now I don't know where
a path
this cave is.
East west.
Where's the cave?
A grassy field northeast. A path along a rocky outcropping north southwest. A grassy field. A path through. A path through. A carver encampment. One of us covered with slats of bone. Northeast southwest.
That's junk.
The edge of a grassy field southwest. The edge of a grassy field north southwest. The edge of a grassy field northwest.
Where's the cave?
You do not see it.
Let's see. Let me type in quest 1.
Information for quest 1. Whelan tells you, this is excellent news. We had not expected the shaman to be so easy to defeat. Hopefully you found sufficient loot in his camp to make up for your trouble. If you wish to help us further, we have another problem. Our town, spellcaster, Stibbly, left behind a powerful staff imbued with sunlight when we fled Pelham. When daylight came, we realized that the enemy has a strong dislike for sunlight, but it was too late. Our scouts informed us that the staff was taken into the cave in the stony field east of here. A demonic creature called a hutch now guards it. If you can rid the cave of a hutch and return the staff to
the cave.
Alack, a carver in the stony field. You ascend east-west. You are now entering the stone northeast-south. A path through the stony field, northeast-south.
Let's see. So a couple more commands, just because I'm thinking about them. If you type in exits.
You can go the following directions. North, a large waypoint in the stony field. East, wandering the stony field. South, wandering the stony field.
You can also type in UNV.
East, south.
That will tell you the directions that you haven't looked at yet. So if I go south.
Wandering the stony field. 20 a large. Leafy green tree provides some shade for weary travelers. Northeast, south.
Now, around here, there's a tree that you can go into that's got like a house in it. And you can do some quests, but I'm not going to bother with that.
Wandering the stony field. 15 a half-rotted fir tree is leaning here against the rocky ridge. Northeast.
I think it's right here, actually.
Wandering the stony field. 40 a tall fir tree seems strangely out of place here. Northeast west. A path through the stony field. 20 a large, leafy green. Alas. Wandering the stony field. 3 a green skinned imp hunts the stony fields. Northeast west. A green skinned imp leaves north.
And don't walk away from me.
A few scratches.
Dancing scratches suddenly appear on a green scan dam.
Search the corpse.
You begin a pair of green on ground. A pair of green moccasins.
Junk.
A path through the stony field. Three a green skin dim.
Let's kill this. Why not?
Dance and scratches suddenly.
A few scratches.
Yep, I failed.
Dance and scratches. Claim and use the a pair of green on ground.
I don't care.
The pumpkin wandering the stony field. Three a green skin dimps. Northeast west along the edge of the field. Northeast west.
A few scratches.
Wounds
and scratches suddenly appear on a black turkey.
A few scratches.
And scratches suddenly appear on a black.
Small wounds and bruises. Suddenly appear.
A few scratches.
Small wounds and bruises.
Awful. Wounds and scratches.
So
you receive a black turkey vulture is dead.
Get rid of
a few scratches.
The pumpkin.
So I've shown you what the combat looks like generally. Let's change this a little bit. So I'm gonna type config.
Options dialog.
And I'll hit B.
Bars represent the prompt using sounds that change pitch.
You can do
change up disabled. Just display the values in text. Hand sounds from left, lowest, to right, highest. Sounds that change pitch. Hand sounds from left, lowest, to right, highest.
This you might find helpful, so let's turn this on.
Options dot auto victory. Bars represent the prompt using hand sounds from left, lowest, to battle and music. Battle type, the severity of battle brew container. Brewlog. Battle type.
Right, so
battle and music. Bars represent the prompt using hand sounds from left, lowest, to right, highest. Auto victory, auto time, auto stat, auto sleep.
Alright, so I'll hit escape. You can also check your condition by typing show condition.
You are in excellent condition.
And you can do things like that.
Alas, alas, wandering the stony field, north-southwest, wandering the stony field, north-southwest, a path through the stony field, seven the boss speed.
See, inflict
a few scratches.
Suddenly appear on witness. Scratches.
So you can hear the sound on the right.
Wounds and bruises.
In nasty, wounds and scratches suddenly appear on witness. Pretty hurt. Wounds and scratches suddenly appear on witness. Wounds and scratches suddenly appear
on. It's all the way on the left, so he's almost dead.
And scratches suddenly.
And he's dead.
Claim and use the a heavy white fur.
A few scratches.
Get rid of that. So, this area actually reset itself.
Small wounds and bruises.
Flicked.
You do not know.
Now, there is a way to get your character's condition to be conveyed through sound.
A few scratches.
Claim it. Use the a rusty iron collar. A rust on ground.
Get rid of this corpse.
The pantheon. Wandering north southwest. Before farmhouse. Three southwest.
I'm trying to figure out where the option is. Let me pause the game because I want to get a couple things straight, so I'll be right back.
Audacity, track.
Okay, I'm back. So, a couple things. I found the cave. You just have to explore the field. So right now,
a path through the stony field.
If I go east,
before a cave entrance, five a large, well-used cave entrance waits for you to enter it. West.
Also, I found a bracelet that increases mana and mana regeneration. I grabbed that off of a mob that I killed, and so now I have some more mana and some more mana regeneration. Also, I figured out how to change the information for Mush Z. So if I type config,
options dial,
and type in SCH,
scheme, Mush Z should convey your health condition using speech.
So right now this is set to speech. If I hit enter,
change heartbeats.
We have heartbeats,
speech.
And that's it.
Heartbeats. Options dialog.
We'll do that. So now if I hit escape and type in show condition.
You are in excellent condition.
Right. That tells me I'm in excellent condition. The more hurt you are, the more intense the sounds will become. I'll try to explain that as we continue. So here's the cave, and to enter it, you type enter cave.
You are on the island of Slow. You.
And we'll type inflict.
Dance and scratches suddenly appear in a red skin dome. A dismal cave entrance. The corpse southwest up. Like the corpse of a.
Search the corpse.
You begin a small vial of yellow on ground.
Get rid of that.
The pantheon. The end of a large oblong chamber. To a gray skin gremlin is here. East south northwest.
I'm gonna go,
a bloody smokes a hideous sound as it surges forward.
I went west. Let's type.
A shambling zombie has
cast. Radiant orbs.
Dripping. Your blood freezes as you hear shambling. You are not currently in battle. Claim any. Use a set of zombie sleeves on ground.
It's a zombie. Get rid of the corpse.
The pumpkin.
I don't care.
Bloody sleeves south. Mobs in the room with you. A gremlin.
I'll type mob to get a list of the enemies here. See radiant Grim.
You can now level Grim. Your ball of light pulses. Singing orbs of searing life is slammed into a gremlin. Your blood freezes as you received a gremlin is dead.
Sacrifice the corpse.
The pantheon.
Level cleric.
You gain a level. You are now level 5 cleric, with 5 total levels. You gain 4/98 hit, 1/139 mana, 0/197 movement, 5/11 practices. You can now learn the spell Spiritheimer. You can now learn the spell Faith Shield. Critical. Your next cheapest level is cleric for 11,000. Now that you've gained a level, remember to use the check command to see what spells and skills your character might be missing.
Yes, you can type check.
Things every character should consider getting. Warning, equipment slot neck is empty. Warning, equipment slot neck is empty. Warning, equipment slot arms is empty. Warning, equipment slot wrist is empty. Warning, equipment slot about body is empty. Warning, equipment slot waist is empty. Cleric spells and skills. Critical spell, faith shield not learned. You can see specific checks for a class with the following. Check mage, check cleric, check warrior, check thief, check necromancer, check druid. You can see abbreviated checks for each class according to importance. The options are helpful, important, and critical. For example, check mage important. Class skills and spells can also be sorted by whether they use combat or profession points. If you are looking for a trainer for a particular ability, try spell find less spell or skill name greater to find trainers in a city. Try wear trainers.
Right, so that's all very helpful information that you'll want to note. So, the goal in this particular cave is to find...
The dripping water echoes through the cave.
Yeah, okay, that's just a message. The goal is to find the boss and kill him and get the staff.
A tunnel junction to a red blob slowly oozes.
Let's kill some stuff.
Dents and scratches suddenly...
Yeah, go away.
The entrance to a large cavern. 5 a decrepit skeleton searches about for fresh meat for its master. Northeast, south.
C-R-A-D-S-K-E-L.
Sorry, skill isn't a valid target for the spell Radiant Orbs.
Wait...
Mobs in the room with you, a decrepit skeleton.
Yes, C-R-A-D-S-K-E-L-E.
Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a decrepit skeleton. A decrepit skeleton collapses into a pile of gore and bones. A decrepit skeleton is dead. You receive 960 experience. On ground contains a wicked curved dagger, a dark red bracer.
Don't care.
A larger cavern. 5 raw bone gut carver sits here upon a throne of bones, northeast.
Ah, here's the kind of boss. We'll cast it on him.
Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into raw bone, and learn from your mistakes, and become more adept at casting radiant orbs. +400 XP. Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into raw bone gut carver. Your blood freezes as you hear raw bone gut carver's death cry. Raw bone gut carver is dead. You receive 902 experience. On ground contains a heavy black belt, a heavy axe haft.
Okay, this was not the main boss. The main boss is a demon.
The pantheon.
Alright, dead.
A larger cavern, northeast west. A larger cavern. 5 a decrepit skeleton searches about for fresh meat for a set of zombies on ground. You receive...
Sacrifice the corpse.
You have typed in...
Sack corpse.
You receive 3 gold. Mobs in the room with you, a decrepit skeleton.
C-R-A-D-S-K-E-L-E.
Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a decrepit skeleton.
Yep, get rid of that.
You receive 6. Alas, alas, a larger cavern, northeast-west, excellent, a junction.
Radiant orbs.
Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a red skin dim. Your blood, a decrepit skeleton has arrived.
C-R-A-D. You know what, we can,
ball of light pulse.
We can do this. This is a good way to get experience.
You begin a dark red bracer, a wicked curved dagger, on ground.
Nothing.
The pantheon.
What's here?
You begin a small vial of on ground.
Nah, junk.
The pantheon. Wandering a dismal cave system, to a red blob slowly, east-south. Wandering a dismal cave system, east-west. Wandering a dismal cave system, southwest. A junction in the cave tunnels, northeast-south. Wandering a dismal cave system, to a red blob slowly. Your charisma holds a blood ooze at bay. A blood ooze, your charisma.
So there's some things that won't attack you if your charisma is high enough. We'll just kill this blood ooze.
Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a blood ooze. Your ball of light pulses.
And let's see what we got here.
You begin nothing. On ground contained.
I was just checking the corpse.
The pantheon. Alack. A junction. Following the limestone tunnel. East west.
Go east.
Following the limestone tunnel. To a gray skinned gremlin is here. Southwest.
We'll kill this gremlin.
Your ball of light pulses. Entering a large cavern.
Radiant orb.
You're not currently in battle. You're not a small vial of yellow. You're not. Your charisma holds a blood ooze at bay. A blood ooze.
See radiant blood.
Sorry, blood.
Wait.
You don't see any non-minion. Entering northeast south.
Alright, so here we are.
You receive sick. Entering a large cavern. Northeast south. A large cavern. Northeast. A cold, dark clear. 6 a hutch-like killer rests heavily on a makeshift throne. Northeast west.
Alright, we'll hit you with radiant orb.
A hutch readies to attack.
Demon.
That spell cannot
C-R-A-D light.
You should release your pets slash minions before attacking them.
Oh, wait, no. C-R-A-D, killer.
The sound of dripping water echoes through the cave. Sorry, killer isn't a valid target for the spell radiant.
What is this
a
thing?
North light, six, a hutch light pole rests heavily.
Oh, well, he's gonna attack me.
Ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a shambling zombie. Your blood... D. A... Your charisma holds a blood ooze at bay. D.
I kill this other stuff here.
You suspiciously. Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs... You can now level cleric. Your
level cleric.
You gain a level. You are now level 6 cleric. With 6 total levels, you gain 2/100 hit, 2/141 mana, 0/197 movement, 5/16 practices. You can now learn the spell bless. You can now learn the spell remove poison. Your next cheapest level is a tie for 13,000. A hutch circles you warily. Your charisma holds a hutch at bay. Now that you've gained a
level. Alright, so now, well, I'll talk about this in just a sec. So this demon isn't attacking me.
To see what's now that your charisma a hutch circle copied.
How do you spell this? Let's see.
A-H-P. A hutch looks at you
suspiciously. A-H-P.
Blank.
C-R-A-D-A-H-P.
Your ball of light pulses. Sending. Your ball of light pulses. Sending. Your ball of light pulses. Your ball of light pulses. You failed to cast the spell.
Come on.
You learn from your mistakes and become more adept at casting radiant orbs. Plus 480 XP. Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a hutch. As you land the final blow, an evil presence departs the corpse and dissipates into the air. A grizzled hand lifts, and with its last breath you hear the words, "My name." It was Hinrin. As the corpse slumps to the ground, you notice a key on a chain and a small book poking out of the remains of its clothes. Use the look and corpse command to see the items, and the get command to retrieve them. You receive 1,100 experience.
All right, so we'll type loot corpse.
This key must surely be important. More. Perhaps you can find and return the staff to Whelan on your own. The book seems less important, though you might learn something if you read it. Use the inventory command to see what you're carrying. Use the drop command to drop extra items, or put them in a bag. You get two items from the corpse of a hutch light killer, a dirty black key, a slime-covered black book. You can't carry any more.
What's on this corpse? Let's see.
You begin a pair of midnight black boots on ground.
Nah, it's junk.
That is not an acceptable sacrifice.
I guess you can't sacrifice it. All right, if I type read book.
From what you can make out of the pages that are still readable, this is the common story of the soldier who goes away to fight and save his homeland, only to find himself an outcast when he returns. It appears to have been read countless times by gnarled and blackened hands that slowly destroyed the pages even as it turned them. Though thoroughly corrupted and unrecoverable, perhaps a hutch never totally forgot where he came from and used this book to remind himself of what he lost. The corpse of a shambling zombie decays into nothingness.
Drop the book.
You drop. Alas.
Exits.
You can go the following directions. North too dark to tell. East too dark to tell. West too dark to tell. A long, narrow tunnel to a gray-skinned grim. Southwest. A long, narrow tunnel. You are not. A long. North-south.
We'll go south.
Following an ancient underground riverbed. Three a slug looking. A slug it leaves north. North-southwest. Following an ancient. Northwest. Following an ancient.
Flick twin.
Dents and scratches suddenly appear on a red. Dents and scratches suddenly appear on a shambling zombie. Following it, northeast south. Following an ancient
south.
Underground riverbed, north south. Following an ancient underground riverbed, three a red skin.
There's a
northeast south. A red skin.
There's a chest here somewhere.
Following an ancient underground river. Following north south.
It's just more.
Following
stuff.
Ancient, you do not. Your ball of light pulses. A dismal chamber in the cave system, northwest. The Carver trash heap. Six, part of the trash pile stumbles and moves toward you. Five, a half-buried chest pokes out from under a giant thigh bone. Northeast, the sound of dripping water.
Here's the chest. Open chest.
It seems to be locked. A shambling mound of trash readies to attack.
You can type unlock chest.
Star quick star, you unlock a half-buried chest. You open a half-buried chest. On ground contains a pair of bone shin guards, glow, a round iron shield, a glowing crystal staff.
This is the staff, but if I try to take it...
Surely this is the sunlight staff Whelan told you about back at camp.
Oh.
You should probably return to the encampment and give it to him. You get a glowing crystal staff from a half-buried chest.
So this trash thing will try to attack me. Well, actually, I thought it would stop me from taking the staff, but let's just attack it.
Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a shambling mound of trash. You fail to cast the spell Radiant Orbs. Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs. Your ball of light pulses, sending... Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a shambling mound. You receive a shambling mound of trash is dead.
Alright, type recall.
You pray to the gods for transportation.
And again.
You are near the record.
And let's ID the staff.
A glowing crystal staff. Comp. Crystal. Wait. Three quest item. You are carrying a glowing crystal staff.
It doesn't do anything.
A small.
Give it to this guy. Give staff man.
You give a glowing crystal staff to Whelan. Whelan tells you, thank you for not only finding the staff, but returning it as well. Lesser mortals would surely have taken it and left us here. I do not have much remaining of what I took with me, but here is a token of my gratitude. I'll return this to Stibbly so he can get working on some new tools and defenses for us. I suspect Sonya would also like to talk to you. You may wish to visit her shortly. Plus 508 XP. You get 48 gold coins. Sonya, the resident healer in the encampment, would like to talk to you about something. Go to her tent and talk to her.
All right, let me check my mana.
141 of 141 mana. A heavily...
All right, let's see. I think go south.
The healer's tent.
Talk woman.
You try to talk to Sonya the Elder. Sonya tells you about the old Pelham graveyard to the east. Camera has been reporting more and more undead to the east, and from my scrying I have determined there to be a great evil in the mausoleums of the graveyard. As you have shown yourself to be a powerful warrior, I would like to personally ask you to investigate, rather than involve Camera. Please let me know what you find. I suspect much based on my scrying, and my magic has locked onto a small silver ring near the source. If you find the ring, please bring it to me for study. You have been given a quest. Use the quest's command to see what quest...
Alright, so this is the last thing I'll do. I'll go through the graveyard and the catacombs, and then I'll wrap up this demo. But first, let's go over here to...
The guarded entrance before a covered wagon.
Spellcaster, so I went... north, east, and south, and we'll type learn armor.
You spend one practice to learn armor. 28. You spend.
We'll learn it three times, and we'll learn faith shield as well. Learn faith.
You spend one practice. You spend. You are already.
And these will protect me, so I'll try to keep these up. So I'll cast armor.
You feel the pantheon of gods protecting you.
And cast faith.
You use your faith in the pantheon of gods as a shield to protect you.
There we go. Check my mana.
114 of 141 mana. 116. The guard.
Right, there's my mana. See how many practices I have left here.
Sorry, that.
Prac.
You have 10 practices left.
Let's train constitution.
You use 5 practices. Your constitution increases to 15. You gain 1/101 horsepower, 0/141 mana, and 10 slash. You don't have enough practices.
There we go. And let's use continue here.
Gassy, awful.
Radiant orbs.
Light pulse. A path, a graph, a path, the outcropping, a path,
east.
At the base, a grassy field, alas, a grass, a mindless zombie groans as, alas, a carver shaman blocks your path.
Pretty hurt, care your ball shaman.
You can maul up, you become better at radiant orbs.
Alright, so at this point, if I type show cost,
you need 13,000 experience to level and have 13,006.
At this point, it's giving me a choice to choose my next class. I want to make this character a mage. Level mage.
You gain a level. You are now level 1 mage, with 7 total levels. You gain 2/103 hit, 3/144 mana, 0/207 movement, 5/10 practices. You can now earn the spell Shower of Sparks. Congratulations. You now have levels and 2 classes. Getting levels in your lower classes helps with hit points, mana, movement, and gives you more practices to learn spells and skills. Eventually, you'll have levels in all of your classes. Remember, it's a good idea to always level your cheapest class. Your next cheapest level is Cleric for 15,000.
And now I can go to Cleric.
The Stony Field. You ascend.
All right, let's go through here.
A path before a cave entrance.
Oop. A path. Go that way.
Alas.
I'm going south.
Alas. Wandering.
East.
Wandering.
East.
Along the edge of the. Wandering.
East. East.
Mana is full. You'll need about 9. You've got to cast the spell later.
Come on.
Your ball of light pulses. Sending orbs of your ball of light pulses. Alas. Wandering. Alas. Wandering.
North.
Alas.
North.
A path. You can't just.
Inflict wounds.
And scratches suddenly appear.
Yeah, I know. I can't just walk away from a combat.
And become more adept at casting inflict wounds. Wounds and scratches suddenly
getting
appear.
Getting better at that.
Wounds and scratches suddenly appear.
Yep.
Walking east. Between high stone wall, the cemetery near Pelham, at the edge of the graveyard, 6 a weary man leans against the fence, east-west.
All right, let's talk to this guy.
You try to talk to Domingo the Paladin. Domingo the Paladin says to you, hold now. You defeated the beast, Woodfist? Impressive. But there are perils all about us. The cemetery too. The east is infested with walking skeletons and other undead. Skeletal creatures resist the bite and edge of spears and swords. If you intend to press forward, take this hammer. It should make short work of any skeleton that crosses you. FYI, some types of creatures are more vulnerable to certain weapons types and resistant to others. For example, skeletons are difficult to harm with etched and pointed weapons, but are vulnerable to blunt weapons that pound or crush. Blobs are resistant to blunt weapons, but take extra damage from edged ones that slice, slash, or chop. If you don't seem to be hurting a creature very much, try the consider command. It will give you information about their resistances and vulnerabilities. There are also help pages for damage types and creature types. See help creature type and help basic damage for more information. You receive a heavy brass hammer.
You know what? I don't need that. I'm a caster.
You drop a heavy brass hammer. You are now entering the Pelham Town Graveyard at the edge of the cemetery grounds, northeast, southwest.
All right, so the goal here is to explore, get into the catacombs, and find the vampire.
The Pelham Cemetery Waypoint, zero a small candle.
Pray here.
You may now recall here. Alas, at the edge of the cemetery.
Radiant orbs.
A ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a walking corridor.
Radiant orbs.
A ball of light pulses.
This works quite well here, because this stuff is undead.
You don't see... The Pelham Cemetery, the edge of the cemetery, the corpse of a walking skeleton, the corpse of a walking skeleton, east, southwest, the edge of the cemetery.
Radiant orbs.
A ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a wandering zombie. You are not currently...
Sacrifice that.
You receive two gold. A tall fence surrounds the inner...
Actually, let's get rid of these corpses back here.
The edge, before a rusted iron gate, east, west, doors, south.
So this is the outside of the cemetery.
The edge of the graveyard, east, west, doors, north. You bump into the stone, and it doesn't budge.
Open stone.
You roll the heavy stone door to one side. Excellent. Yeah. A ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a wandering zombie. A sepulcher, for a skeletal being stands in the entrance but makes no move against you. South down.
Oh, I think this is how you get into the catacomb. We got some creepy ambience here. Talk skeleton.
You do not see anyone.
Wait,
named.
What's this?
Mobs in the room with you, the Crypt Guardian.
Talk Guardian.
You try to talk to the Crypt Guardian. The Crypt Guardian says, it is dangerous to go alone. Take this. You receive an alabaster box of spikenard oil. It is near midnight.
Let's kill it.
Try as you might. You can't seem to do it.
Wait, what is this box?
Item is in your inventory. This is an alabaster box shaped like a jar, but it has no discernible lid. The box has ornate relief carvings depicting various flowers all over it. The smell of sweet perfume is very strong around the box, leaving little to the imagination as to what is inside. You'll have to break it open to use it, however.
Open box.
You can't open that.
Break box?
Sorry, that's not a valid...
Break box?
Sorry, that's not a valid command.
Shake box?
You shake an alabaster box of spikenard oil to see if there is anything inside it.
I don't know how to use it.
The Crypt Guardian blocks your way and says, I'm sorry, but only family member may enter the tomb without the liturgy.
Oh.
The edge of the graveyard.
Fine.
You receive one gold coin for your sacrifice of the corpse of a wandering zombie. One hit. A ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a walking skeleton. Wandering east, southwest.
Get rid of that.
The pumpy. Wandering the edge of the cemetery, southwest. Wandering the edge of the cemetery, north, southwest.
So I'm just walking along the perimeter here.
Before the broken fence of the inner grounds, northeast, south. The inner grounds.
Now let's go in here.
A ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a wandering zombie. The inner grounds, north, southwest. Before the eastern mausoleum, six a lightly armored skeleton stumbles. Arrested light on ground. You receive one. A skeleton warrior is dead. An overgrown pack.
Go over here, west, just to kill some more stuff.
Before the east doors east.
Now that ding tells you that there is a door.
The gate is closed.
If I open gate.
You open before a rusting iron gate. North southwest. The edge of the cemetery, north-southwest.
Okay, this is just the exit.
Before the eastern mausoleum, the corpse of a skeleton warrior. 18, a stone mausoleum dominates this part of the cemetery, northeast-west.
Now, that's how you get in. Let's go in.
Pelham Cemetery Crypts. You enter a mausoleum. You enter a mausoleum. Inside the eastern mausoleum, Ada ghostly guardian gestures for you to approach and talk. To a wooden pole has a rag tied to one end, north down.
Talk guardian.
You try to talk to a fading guardian. A fading guardian says, if you are here to defeat these monsters, and if you can defeat me in battle, I will lend you my aid.
We'll kill the guardian.
Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs. Your ball of light pulses, sending. Your ball of light pulses, 67% a fading guardian. Your ball of light pulses, sending. You can now level friend. Your ball of light pulses. Find yourself to use a crusader's. Your ball of light pulses. 26. Your ball of light pulses. You receive. The guardian then fades and against the heart arch. You are worthy. It speaks. The guardian dissipates and reforms. Your ball of light pulses. Sending orbs of searing light to slam into a fading guardian.
Right.
You now have enough experience to heart arch. You are worthy. It speaks. The guardian dissipates and reforms on the other side of you. You shake and shiver with cold. You are worthy. And in battle, it speaks. You are worthy, and in battle I can see that your wit and... The guardian then fades and disappears completely. You receive 1,000.
Basically, blah, blah, blah. You're worthy. Take all.
Use the inventory.
Now, it leaves behind.
A small vial containing bloom as rests on the ground here.
It leaves
and shiver with cold.
Leaves behind a potion. Also, I have some kind of curse on me.
You shake and shiver with cold.
Yeah, it's okay. What are
you are carrying a crusader's bronze flail, an alabaster box of spikenard oil.
Drop this flail.
You drop a crusader.
Drop the box.
You drop.
Take a vial.
You get a misty blue potion.
This is the potion that it leaves behind.
A misty blue potion, level 0, comp, glass slash ceramic, potion, weight 1, spell level 10, armor, bolster, condition, almost new. You are carrying a misty blue potion. You.
That'll heal me.
You shake and shiver with cold.
Level cleric?
You gain a level. You are now level 7 cleric, with 8 total levels. You gain 4/106 hit, 2/134 mana, 1/207 movement, 5/15 practices. You can now learn the spell chasten. Critical. You can now learn the spell reveal curse. Your next cheapest level is mage for 17,000.
Now chasten, I believe, is the next tier of damaging spell after inflict wounds.
A crypt beneath the mausoleum, east west up. You shake and shiver with cold.
Alright, so here we are in the crypt. Let's go west.
Same crypt. 5 an undead corpse crawls.
Radiant orb.
Some small wounds and bruises. Your ball of light pulses. In a dark, northeast south, blank. Ader pale blue mist hangs ominously. Ader pale blue mist hangs.
Let's get these mist things too.
Your ball of light pulses. Sending your ball of light pulses. You get a little too close to a pale blue mist. You feel a light touch. Your ball of light pulses.
Just hit me with chill touch.
Spell cannot be cast on objects. A dark, winding crypt. Ader pale blue mist, northeast. Following a long dark hallway, east west. Following a long dark hallway. Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a ghoul. Your blood freezes.
Show condition.
You have quite a few wounds. You shake and shiver.
Some hurt a little bit. Let's drink this vial.
You drop a misty blue potion. You feel the pantheon of gods protecting you. You feel better. Armor, 40.
Let's cast Faith Shield.
You fail to cast the spell Faith Shield.
Oh, and I'm out of mana.
Following a east west, the corpse of a ghoul.
So, nothing here.
You begin nothing.
Yeah, get rid of that.
You receive 4 gold.
Let's go to sleep.
You go to sleep. HP is full. You'll need about 2 minutes and 5 seconds to regain mana. You'll need about 37 seconds to regain movement. You shiver and shake from the cold. The hypothermia gripping your body fades, then is gone. HP is full.
So now if I check my regeneration with show regen.
You currently gain 33 hit points, 25 mana, and 37 movement while sleeping.
So now I'm just waiting. If you type RT...
HP is full. You'll need about 1 minute and 38 seconds to regain mana. You'll need about 7 seconds to regain movement.
So you'll find that there are times when you have to do this. You'll just have to wait and let yourself heal and regenerate.
You find yourself feeling sharp and ready to take on anything.
Aha. Okay, that's good to know. That's a new feature, because the last time I played this in 2019, this was not a thing. I think that increases your... awareness and means that you can go a bit longer between having to regenerate. But basically, I'm just waiting here right now, and hopefully, let's check it again. So I'll just type RT. Oops.
You find yourself feeling
RT. Wait, what happened to the? Hang on, let me make sure I'm recording.
Audacity. Status line recording.
Yeah, I'm still recording.
Miss Client, you find yourself feeling sharp and ready to take on anything.
Why isn't it responding?
You dream a dream. Ah, the nuclear warheads have finally arrived. Mahahaha 4.
So, if you try to examine things, you'll dream, and it has things that print randomly for dreams. I'm not sure why it's not telling me about my regenerations. Try show regen.
You feel sharp, and currently gain 40 hit points, 32 mana, and 44 movement while sleeping.
Aha.
You feel sharp.
Stand.
You stand up. You feel sharp, and currently gain 33 hit points, 27 mana, and 39 movement while standing.
Yeah, see, that's a nice feature.
Deep in a crypt, northwest.
In the north.
A burial chamber. 6 a living dead corpse facing the burial chamber like a caged animal.
Radiant orb.
Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into the Lord of Ghoul. Your ball of light pulses.
Lord of Ghouls, huh?
Your ball of light pulses. You fail to cast the spell. You have quite a few wounds. Your ball. The Lord of Ghouls says, I hunger. You have big nasty wounds and scratches. Your ball of light pulses. A ghoulish ground. The key to a rotted and worn chest. On ground can.
So here we got some stuff here.
Use the inventory command. You can't carry. You get the key to a rotted and worn.
There's a chest in here.
You do not.
Or no, there's not.
A burial chamber. South. Blank. The corpse of a burial chamber.
Take vial pouch.
You see nothing left in a carrying pouch for you to take.
Let's heal myself. So we'll do soothe the wounds.
You feel a little better. You feel a little better. You feel a little better. You do not need that much healing right now.
Let's see. We'll drop the key for a second.
You drop.
Take all corpse.
You get a ghoulish crown from.
ID the crown.
A ghoulish crown. Level 7. Comp. Bone. Weight. 2 rare. AC. 1. Head. Wisp by 2. Dem roll by 1. You are carrying a ghoulish crown.
Okay, that's kind of cool, actually. If I show head, if I type that, that will show things in different equipment slots.
You are wearing a gray wolf skull cap on your head.
Remove skull.
You stop using a gray wolf.
Drop it.
You do not.
Drop skull.
You drop a gray wolf.
Wear crown. Take all corpse.
You see.
Oh, take key.
You get the key to a rotted and worn chest.
Here's the key.
139 of 140 mana.
Check my regen.
You feel sharp and currently gain deep in a crypt. North. Following along east-west. Following along east-west. A dark, winding northeast. In a dark, northeast-south, a crypt beneath east. The mausoleum, a pale blue mist hangs east-west up. In a dark crypt, northwest.
So somewhere around here, there's a chest that key unlocks.
In a bank, dark crypt, east-south, underneath a cemetery, a pale blue mist northwest. In a dark crypt, five and...
Radiant orbs.
Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a ghoul. Your book, in a dark, southwest.
Just cast Faith Shield.
You use your faith in the...
And armor.
You are already affected by that spell. In a dank, dark crypt, east-west, deep in a crypt, northeast-south. In a deep, dank
south.
Crypt, northwest, deep within a
west.
Crypt, northeast-southwest.
There's a junction.
Deep in a dry crypt, east-southwest, a dry, musty crypt, northeast.
Just walking
deep
around
in a musty
randomly.
Old crypt, northeast-south.
North.
In a dusty old crypt, east-south, within a dry, musty crypt, northwest, the northeast corner of the crypt, southwest. A dusty, musty crypt, east-west, deep in an old crypt, east-southwest.
Going west.
A musty old crypt, east-west.
South.
In, a richly decorated chamber, sits a stone sarcophagus occupied.
Ah, okay, I think this is the vampire.
99% of vampires.
Yep, here's the boss.
Your ball of light.
Hit her with a
70. Your ball of light.
Magic.
47.
Radiant orb.
You fail to cast the spell. Your ball of light. 33%. Your ball of 11%. You learn from your mistakes and become more adept at casting radiant orbs. Plus 640 XP. Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a vampirus. A vampirus grumbles into a pile of dried bones. A vampirus is dead. As the vampirus turns to dust, you see the small silver ring glitter on her finger. The ring falls to the floor and lands somewhere in the pile of dust. That was the undead creature. This is probably the ring Sonia was talking about. Get it from the ashes and bring it to her. You receive 1400 experience.
Search corpse.
You begin searching a pile of dried bones and ashes. On ground contains a small silver ring, an onyx skull amulet.
There's an amulet, which is a...
Use the inventory command
more.
To see what you're...
There's a key here. I think that unlocks a chest somewhere with some stuff. I don't think it's that good.
You drop the key to a rotted and...
Take ring corpse.
You get a small silver ring from a...
You can also type empty... And the name of a container, so if I do empty corpse.
You dump everything out of a pile of dried bones and ashes.
And that puts the amulet on the ground. ID amulet.
You don't seem to be carrying anything named amulet.
Oh, I can't. Let's see.
You are carrying a small silver ring, a dirty black key, a piece of red demon.
Drop key.
You drop it.
Take amulet.
Type or necklace to start using an onyx.
Let's ID it.
An onyx skull amulet. Level 7. Comp. Rock. Weight. 1 artifact. AC. 3. Neck. Mana regen by 1.5. Mana by 11. CHR by 1. You are carrying...
It's a decent mana piece. We'll wear it for now. Let me grab the key.
You...
Radiant orb.
Ball of light
pulses. Just went back north.
You can now level mage. Your ball of light pulses. Sending orbs of searing light to slam into the vampires.
Level mage.
You gain a level. You are now level 2 mage. With 9 total levels, you gain 2/109 hit, 2/153 mana, 0/208 movement, 5/20 practices. You can now learn the spell Crystal Light. You can now learn the spell Static Blast. Your next cheapest level is Cleric for a musty old crypt, east-west, the northwest corner of the crypt, east-south, in a dry,
where?
Musty northeast. Deep in an old southwest, deep within it, north-southwest, a small chamber. 7 stone sarcophagus stands in the center of the chamber, east.
There's a coffin here.
It is already open.
Look in stone.
On ground contains a gold collar, a yellow bladed sword, a red bladed sword, ceremonial stone gauntlets, ceremonial stone pauldrons.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of stuff here. I'm trying to find that chest.
You failed to cast the spell Radiant Orbs. A ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a revenant. Alas, you deep in a northwest.
In
a musty old bed.
Radiant Orb.
You failed to cast the spell Radiant. A ball of light pulses. In a musty east south. The southwest corner of the crypt, northeast, a dusty old east-west. Your ball of light pulses, sending orb, a drop, northeast-south, in a dry, a drop, a strange, empty antechamber, northeast-southwest. A warding room, east, notify.
There's some rooms here.
A warding room, west, a short hallway, north-south, a large, open chamber, five a zombie is here trying to avoid the light, northeast-west.
To attack the zombie.
Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs of searing light to slam into a bloodless zombie. Your ball of light pulses, sending orbs to a large, open chamber. Five a zombie is here creeping through the dark, northeast west. Your ball of light
pulses. This is like a crypt with some more stuff.
A large, open chamber. Five a zombie is here trying to avoid the light, northeast south. Your ball of light pulses, sending orb. A large, open chamber, northeast south. A small burial chamber. Seven a stone sarcophagus stands in the center of the chamber, north.
Some more stuff
a large,
there.
A large, open chamber. Six a black zombie stomps slowly through the crypt, east-south. Your ball of light pulses. A small burial chamber, north. A large, open chamber. Six a black zombie stomps slowly through. Your ball of light pulses. Sending orbs of... Your ball of light pulses. Sending... A small antechamber, north-south. Grimath's tomb. Four a long stone box rests on the center of the coffin. Eight a large stone coffin rests in the center of the chamber, north.
Yeah, there's some necromancer gear here. It's not that great, though. This is meant for lower level stuff, but I'll just type recall.
The cemetery near Pelham.
And I'll type way heavily.
You are near.
And what's this ring?
A small silver ring. Total levels.
Three.
Comp. Silver. Weight. One quest item. AC. One. Fingers. Mana by seven. You are carrying a small...
Yeah, it's junk. Well, let's just go here.
The healer.
Give ring woman.
You give a small silver ring to Sonya the Elder. Sonya takes the ring with trembling hands, and you see tears welling up in her eyes. It is as I feared. She was my sister, and we had thought her lost in the battle at Pelham. I see now that the evil took her and used her against us. Please don't tell the others. Please let them continue to think that she died in the town. I could not bear to have others speak ill of her. Please go to Whelan and inform him of what you have done. Perhaps this will give us a chance to send for help from Vimarkin. Plus 631 XP. You get 78 gold coins. Your shield of faith dissipates. A heavily warded...
And my shield's gone. Type armor.
You feel the pain.
Recast my spells.
You use your faith.
Go here.
Armor.
Talk to the guy.
You try to talk to Whelan. Whelan tells you a bit more about the fall of Pelham. As I told you before, our town was overrun by an army of kobolds. They have set up a camp far off to the southeast of this encampment, blocking the path back to Pelham, and their otherwise loose troop is held together by their leader Ufspigot. If you can eliminate Ufspigot, I believe it will cause enough confusion that they will disband. This should allow us to return safely to Pelham, or what's left of it. You have been given a quest. Type quests to see a list of quests you occur.
And basically, you continue from there. If you go past the graveyard, there's a kobold encampment, and then you go to another town, and there's some more stuff here. And then you go to the next island, which is called Cordon. That is a bit harder. And then RKI, which is even higher level. And after you get through with that area, you go to the mainland, which is absolutely massive.
Saving your character.
And I think that's where things don't get as fun because things are just not as balanced. So I just typed quit. That logged me out and saved changes to my character. Now I'll hit Alt F4.
Miss Client Dialog. Save changes to output. Yes button. Alt plus Y.
It asks you if you want to save changes to your output. You can if you want. I just choose no.
Audacity.
And here we are.
Status line recording.
And I think that will conclude my demo of Alter Eon. If there's more that you guys would want to see, I can try to record some more stuff, but that is a pretty good demo of how the game works. And I think you should get a pretty good idea. So, like I said, it's a neat concept. I don't like the way that the balance is totally trash after you get to the mainland. That's when it's just not fun and it becomes a massive chore. But anyway, I hope you found this helpful. Excuse me. As always, if you have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know. And I'll try to get back to you as quickly as I can. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. You guys take care.